the rest of the story. More than 20 years ago, President Richard Nixon was poised to declare a national war on drugs, a public health movement of unprecedented proportions. Calling drug abuse, quote, America's number one problem, the president planned to establish a brand new super agency to deal with it, something modeled after the BIA and the CIA, a costly new national police force, which you now know as the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency. The president's general in this war was a capable young crusader named Eagle Crow, K-R-O-G-H. But there was only so much of him to go around. In order to mobilize these new anti-drug troops successfully, Nixon would need not only additional leadership, but the very best men and women available in the field of covert operations. Now enter Super Narc, the Super Narc. He is the rest of the story. December 21, 1970, on an airplane speeding toward the nation's capital, Senator George Murphy and Super Narc sat side by side, deep in conversation. The Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs had already been established. Super Narc was on his way there to receive critical instructions. A meeting with the FBI Director Hoover might be advisable, he told the senator, and Murphy agreed. Arrangements would be made the moment they landed. At the same time, Super Narc and his staff would head for the Justice Building, perhaps stop off at the White House along the way, and this they did. The White House sentry took the sealed envelope containing a top-secret handwritten communique from Super Narc, then on to the BNDD. Afterwards, Super Narc returned to his hotel. Waiting for him was an urgent message from the President of the United States, please come to the White House at once. He did. They met, just the two of them, in the Oval Office, discussing strategy. Super Narc would remain in Washington 10 more days. And then on New Year's Eve, another meeting, this one at FBI headquarters. Never before nor since, as far as I know, has a non-FBI agent ever been permitted to enter that sanctum sanctorum carrying his own concealed weapon. But Super Narc did. That's how important he was, or at least was perceived to be. For according to at least one source, when Super Narc met with the President of the United States, as he entered the Oval Office itself, he was high. In fact, he was not only high on speed, but he was scratching the hives on his neck, an allergic reaction to yet another controlled substance. It can be argued that nobody really took Super Narc seriously, that all you've just learned was nothing more than a bunch of influential men flattering another influential man, but don't let it be forgot that once upon a time, on direct orders from the President of the United States, the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs broke its number one rule and outright gave one of their precious badges, the badge of a full-fledged BNDD agent, gave that badge to a fellow who merely believed that he was a narc. He was a civilian named Elvis Presley. Now you know the rest of the story.